worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
Give them your mouth words, actually, from your vocal cords and show them that you care.
Ian Hunter.
I swear to choke, I'm not God. Wait, what?
Mickey.
If I start choking up in the next 20 minutes, we'll know.
And Lazy E.
I don't know. The fact that Lou Bega still has money kind of depresses me.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
The hype is real, and the cake is not a lie. It is a freak accident, the world's greatest podcast. Gamers know what I'm talking about. Don't roll your eyes at me, Ian. My name's Crisco. I am the host of this here program, and I have my team with me, of course, Lazy E.
Surprisingly, that does make sense, that intro, especially after you hear what we're going to do.
Yes, absolutely. Ian, you are unbroken this week. So that's good news.
Yeah, another week, no door incident. It's been a good one.
He's here, he's present. You know, he doesn't have a stapler stuck to his back or anything like that. It's good news.
What?
With you, I wouldn't put anything past you at this point.
I run into one door.
Mickey!
And a lamppost.
Mickey, you're still alive, which is great news because last week we had the chocolate cake. Found out halfway through eating the chocolate cake that you are allergic to chocolate. You didn't go down, though, so great.
I did not.
Yes.
Still alive.
Glad to still have you here with your whole throat and everything else is still intact, so that's good news.
Is it?
I don't know yet. I don't know. The listener can weigh in if they want. Email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. And, of course, that also is our website, afreakaccident.com. You can head there. Always keep track of what we're doing. Click connect on the menu bar, and all our social media links are there. You got the opportunity to interact with us on an everyday basis rather than just once a week when this show comes out. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes if you do enjoy the show, and we'll get automatically delivered to you each and every week.
Did you actually get hives from the chocolate last week?
No, I did not.
So you're not allergic to chocolate then?
You can be allergic to something without getting hives.
My throat was itchy. That was enough for me.
Psst.
That was a funny thing. Mine was itchy. I told you at the end of the show it started getting itchy. When I got home, I had to take an allergy pill.
Are you allergic to chocolate?
No.
Are you allergic to bacon? I hope not.
No. Good God, no.
Perhaps you're allergic to some sort of... maybe a part of the conglomeration of items in that chocolate cake recipe?
We made an allergy.
Yeah, okay. We invented an allergen. Terrific.
No, Mickey just transferred the allergy over to you.
Does she have that power? Do you have that power?
I don't know. Ian's making things up. Fantastic.
Oh. I think she does.
That's Dr. Ian Hunter at afreakaccident.com.
Look at me moving up in the world.
You're taking cues from Love Robinson, are you?
I don't even know who that is.
He doesn't remember 2 weeks ago on the show when we talked about the fake doctor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I did forget about that.
Wow, yeah. See, all those running into doors and lampposts and everything started to take their toll.
That was more than 2 weeks ago,
the
wasn't
senility's setting in, my friend. That mind is slowly slipping into insanity, and I'm sure this show isn't helping either.
It's really not, no.
I wouldn't expect it to. So anyway, after that last week, which you can go back and listen to our the result of that, where we had chocolate cake with spinach, tomato, and bacon on top of it in an effort to make another perfect food that could compete with pizza and cheeseburgers. How we got on that subject, you'd have to go to the episode before. So basically, go to podcast.afreakaccident.com and get caught up on that whole series of events, and you'll know what was going on. We took video last week of our eating the cake. We decided we're not going to post it up, though, because there really wasn't... I mean, if somebody had puked, yeah, totally. But literally, we all liked it, though. So that's not really, oh, hey, let's watch a video of four people enjoying food. Nobody wants to watch that.
Let's start making videos of us just eating delicious things. Oh, I love cheeseburgers.
Just doing things that are awesome. You know, enjoying a really good song. Doing, I don't know, some sort of narcotic that would feel really, really good.
We're gonna do drugs now?
That was a quick turn.
It escalated quickly, yeah. I realized that middle of saying it. I'm like, where did those breaks go?
You know, we could get people to watch it. Just put it up on the internet and we'll just say, find out what this chocolate cake did that made these kids cry.
We are not becoming clickbait.
We could.
No, no, we are not.
That could become
absolutely
that's
no.
A, that's
nope.
the name of our YouTube
nope.
channel.
Is it a is it guaranteed clicks?
I don't know.
What these kids eat this new superfood? What happens next is awesome.
Yeah,
I like how E wants to group himself in with kids. You're the old man of the group.
He's trying to recapture his youth. Leave him alone.
He is.
Give me a chance.
You poor man. Anyway, we've got some real cake today, which looks incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah.
But thanks to Hot for Teacher for throwing this together for us.
Yeah.
What flavor is this?
Yes,
chocolate.
I, honest to God, I can't even remember.
It's pink on the inside.
It's
if you saw what this cake looked like. By the way, you got to tell Hot for Teacher, Ian, that she needs to stop making cake look like anatomy.
I already told her.
Bunny. We took the ear off of it. Use your imagination, people.
Or don't. Save yourself the trouble. See, this is much better than that chocolate cake last week.
And the chocolate cake was good.
It was good. It was a savory combination with all the spinach and everything else that went together. I'm convinced.
That's good.
No, it really is, and my wife made this like 3 days ago, so this has been sitting in our kitchen for 3 days. I've had to walk past it.
And the best part is he walks into work today, E.
Yeah.
And he drops the cake down. He says, "Oh, I brought cake for us." Go put it in the fridge. Don't let it sit out all day.
There wasn't any room in the fridge.
Move something.
Here's some cake. Let it fester.
Just throw out Rob's crap. I don't care if he eats or not.
Oh, man.
I would think that somebody would steal the cake in the office. If you stuck it in the fridge.
That might happen.
That was my other worry.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, that's true. That will happen.
Now, is this cake out of a box, or does she make this from scratch?
No, she made it from scratch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does she like us?
Yeah, she
does. Okay.
got more problems than allergies right now.
She actually wanted me to read something to you all while eating this cake.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Surprise, you all have cyanide now.
My wife says, quote, thought you could use a dessert this week that won't give Mickey hives, and it's a little festive because this week is Easter. Thank you for keeping Ian a little busy so I can sit at home, watch Gilmore Girls without hearing any annoyed groans.
I appreciate somebody not wanting to kill me.
You're welcome, Hot for Teacher. You're welcome.
Thank you for your anatomy
cake.
We'll
keep him out of your hair for a couple hours at least every week.
Her?
Yeah.
I'm not
you.
A her.
You.
I
said, we want to keep
you out
of her
hair.
That's not what he said, but whatever.
That is what he said.
Shut up, I'm enjoying cake.
See, now we can't hear either. You can't think, you can't hear. You're,
I must have had a serious concussion.
Probably from a door.
Now, were you running and texting when you smashed into that lamppost?
Oh! I love texting!
God, I wish the listener could see what you look like when you do that.
Oh! I'm gonna run and text!
I'm actually a little horrified right now.
No, you gotta describe it. Sorry.
Lazy E with flailing arms bobbing his head.
He's like throwing his arms out to each side in like the most comically monkey-like run I've ever seen in my life.
Don't forget his eyes are rolling into the back of his head while he's doing it.
It looks like something out of a really old Donkey Kong game or something.
That needs to be his run for the Krispy Kreme run.
Oh, yeah.
Murderer is really, really excited about that.
He absolutely is.
He's stoked about it. Is he going to partake? Is he going to do it with us?
We can have him partake.
I mean, I think
I'm sure he would not stop himself.
At this point, yeah, no, it seems like he wants on board. So, I mean, that's going to be, yes.
If it means donuts, yes.
Stick around till the springtime. That's going to be something wonderful.
Isn't springtime now?
Sort of.
It was on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah. No, it is.
Yep.
Stick around till summertime, and we will. It'll be something wonderful.
Stick around till next spring. We'll get there.
One of these days, something will happen.
Yeah.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Today on the show, we got a bunch of things lined up to talk about, starting with the greatest name for a sailing vessel ever come up with by the internet.
Yeah, and then on top of that, what other great creations the internet has given us.
Wonderful. We've got a list of the worst places to take a poop.
Simple.
Yay, we're five.
It's poop.
I mean, I'm interested. You know, let's see how... I know where I would rate certain places and things. Let's see where other people rate them. We've got... we're going to play a game based upon... You've heard this recurring bit on the show, Real Tweets from Kanye West. We're going to play a game... Regarding those tweets, you'll see when we get there. I'm not going to explain it just yet. You got to stick around for it.
We can do a simple explanation.
Plus, we've got Hulk Hogan versus Gawker. The verdict is in. Who won? Who lost? You probably heard already, but the damages just keep racking up. So we will talk about that. And we've got some wrestling talk, too. It's the Road to WrestleMania, and our pal, the Doc Chad Matthews from WrestlingHeadlines.com and LordsOfPain.net will be calling in to give us his analysis. So it is a jam-packed show, and we are thrilled you're here for it. We call it a freak accident.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm standing on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at my mother boat.
Now, how excited must the United Kingdom be after this?
Oh, yeah, $300 million thrown down the tube for this thing.
Yeah, they've developed a new polar research ship, so it's got a scientific purpose to it. I guess to study the disappearing or reappearing ice, whatever. But they spent $300 million on this research vessel. It's an icebreaker. That's the style ship that it is anyway. 129 meters long. How long's a meter again?
Long.
It's enough. It's a little under a yard, isn't it?
I think
it's a little bit over a yard.
It's a little bit over.
Stupid metric system. America. Anyway, it's a 129 meter long icebreaker, the largest and most advanced British research vessel to date. So a lot of technology and a lot of money and a lot of time going into this thing. So then they decided the Natural Environment Research Council. Council.
What is this, like the Avengers?
Yeah, right. It's the World Council. Or the NERC, if you wanted to abbreviate it.
The NERC
asked for names that were inspirational, such as for historical figures or landmarks. They opened up an online poll to name the boat. Okay, and they asked the internet, "Hey, internet, yeah, the most dangerous group of people you could ask something like this. Hey, internet, name our boat for us." Some of the names coming up.
What could go possibly wrong by doing this?
Oh, yeah, nothing at all, right? Some of the names that came up, the RRS Pillar of Autumn. That's kind of like, okay, that kind of sounds like, you know, regal or majestic or whatever.
Pillar of Autumn? Why Autumn?
You're the artist. I don't know. Isn't Autumn supposed to be like some sort of mystical artsy-fartsy time, you know? It's like, because Halloween or something? I don't know.
Look at her face.
The RRS David Attenborough was another one. I don't know who he is. Don't really care.
UK Lame. Things. Don't the, understand.
UK stuff. You know, you've duped Mickey. RRS Henry Worsley. He's the Harry Potter character, isn't he?
I have no
being that his name was not Harry Potter.
A Harry Potter character. Character Ian.
You just said the guy's name, his first name is Harry. Then you said,
"We are
is
insulting
a Harry, is
somebody it... so much."
His Henry Worsley is the name I said. I said he. That sounds like a Henry. It's messing with my head. I said it sounds like a Harry Potter character. By the way, Ian, Harry Potter is the name of the franchise.
Well, no.
And there was a character named Ron Weasley in it. It was a joke. It was a perfectly fine joke. And you ruined it. You crapped all over it.
Well, you got to remember, Ian's used to reading poverty books like Henry Potter.
You really blew it.
I think Crisco has run out of jokes.
Keep on sucking.
That was you. That was directed at you.
At me?
No, him. That, it wasn't you for once. Imagine
they
that.
They can't see you pointing on the air.
RSS Henry Worsley. Sounds like a Harry Potter character, guys. Last but not least, the reason for this entire discussion, the number one name that's currently being voted on.
Yes.
The RRS Bodie McBoatface.
It's like they went into my brain and said, "Lazy E, pick this name."
The public has up until April 16th to vote. This is fantastic. Bodie McBoatface in a commanding lead.
This is the internet, like you said before, the internet can't come up with names. They will purposely take it and bury it. They won't take any of that seriously.
No.
So this is okay. This is some of the things the internet does, right? You open it up to the internet, like you just said.
Yeah.
Disaster's gonna happen. Like, for instance, last October, one man launched an online petition to change the name of Australian currency to Dollary Dues.
The most stereotypical name for that part of the region of the country.
And then, of course, you might remember back when Hungary had a contest to name a bridge that they had built.
Full.
No, the runaway favorite was Chuck Norris, the Chuck Norris Bridge, and I think that actually won, didn't it?
I got Mickey. I got her. Oh, you've reached my level.
The bridge ended up being named Chuck Norris.
Really?
Yeah. Because, wow. So, I mean, the internet, you can't, whenever you say, hey, internet, help us, you know what you're going to get. Have you seen any of those things where people are like, oh, can you just, guys, just Photoshop this for me? And then there's just a litany of awesome jokes, like, thrown in Photoshop form.
And you could look no further than just going to domain names. Domain names are terrible.
Yeah, there's plenty of, well... Some aren't. Like, a freakaccident.com is a perfectly fine domain name, sir.
There's diamonds in the rough, okay. But there's a lot of rough out there.
Yeah, no, well, this is the kind of thing where you may not even notice it at first. Like, the name of your business or... Okay, perfect example. List of terrible domain names. Penn Island.
I got it.
Is the name of this company, PennIsland.net, but that spells something else out when you put all of the letters together.
Penn Island.
How did they not notice that?
And it's not like the Pennsylvania abbreviation, is it? It's just P-E-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I-S-L-A-N-D.
Somebody was not thinking.
Yeah, it should have been P-E-N-N. It still would be funny, but, you know, it's kind of like... When John Oliver did his takedown of Donald Trump, he mentioned the one website he had, gotrump.com, he said, which upset a bunch of people looking for gotrump.com.
That's great. Oh, my God. Give me
did
some more.
Did that make the list?
No.
That's great.
No, give me some more of these.
SydneyTherapist.com.
Spell it.
Anybody else remember the the Jeopardy thing?
Oh, no.
SydneyTheRapist.com.
Oh.
Remember the Sean Connery thing on this SNL?
I'll have celebrity? The rapist for 500.
That's therapist. Okay. Big Al's Online.
No, that's
could you
not,
comment? Is this
No.
Is this your buddy from Kid Craddock?
No.
I can say his name. He knows who he is. Anyway, yeah, it says BigAlphaOnline.com spells other things as well.
Spell it out.
Okay. Wow. Oh God, this one's bad. KidsExchange.net.
Oh.
Which spells out KID.
Okay.
SEX.
Ugh.
CHANGE.
You can't do that at that young of an age.
Honestly, even Kids Exchange is a little...
Yeah, that's a little... Yeah.
See, here's one. It's a construction company. Their names, they're called Mammoth... This isn't even just the... This is a terrible name for a company. MammothErection.com.
That seems like a dangerous place to go. That's a bad Google search right there.
There's a place around our area. They're called Big Top Rentals.
Oh, Jesus.
And on the truck, it says, the best erections in town. That's been a running gag around this area for years.
That's terrible.
People take pictures of the truck every time it drives by.
It's perfect, though. That's perfect advertising. We're talking about it. It worked.
Yeah, but not for website domain. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because I mean if guys are searching for something else and it brings them to their business.
Kids Sex Change?
Not that one.
What?
Even Kids Exchange, the way they wanted that to be phrased
is so
wrong.
We were on
so
to the next
wrong.
One of Mammoth Erections.
Well,
Via Graphics, probably a graphics company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's spelled It's spelled V-I-A-G-R-A-F-I-X. They renamed it Learn 2, probably because of this problem, because their website spelled ViagraFix.com.
So does it?
It's a solid business venture, ViagraFix.
Yeah. Power Gen Italia.
Okay.
You know what that all looks like,
boy.
The same. Power
Gen Italia.
Aha! That's funny. It's powerful.
Auctionshit.com.
That's a word we can't say.
No, we can't say.
We're going to auction that S.
Oh, I love this. God. Morrison and Foster LLC had mofo.com.
What a mofo? That's a great one. That is a fantastic one.
I'll raise you. That's a perfect one.
Yeah. Where are you going? Mofo.com. It's greatness.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, this has to... This has to be the finisher. This has to be the home run right here.
Crisco is speechless, which never happens.
This has to be the ender.
It's an actual, the name of a dentist organization.
Oh, God.
Boy.
It's pedo.org. Like, who are they hiring to think that... Hey, make sure that the name doesn't spell anything terrible when it's all put together into, you know, a .com.
It's some unpaid intern they treat horribly, and he's like, I'll get back at you guys for this.
Yeah.
Pedo.com.
Odds Extractor becomes OddsexTracker.com. See, now I wish that was something else.
Yeah, because I want to know where the odd sex is happening.
I want statistics, I want names, I want dates and locations.
They all happen in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well.
They happen in this room.
Oh, well, all right. So, I just learned a lot more about Crisco than I needed to know.
Next subject.
So anyway, this is just an example. The internet notices things, and the internet never forgets, and it never forgives. So maybe don't ask the internet for help in naming your gigantic expensive boat.
The internet also never fails.
You know what else never fails? Our game shows. So we got a brand new one for you next. Mickey, you're gonna love it.
No, I'm not.
And so are you, listener. It's a freak accident.
A freak accident proudly presents you with Real Tweets from Kanye West. I'm this generation's Disney. I want to bring dope sh** to the world. And that was a real tweet from Kanye West.
I'm a tweet.
Lazy McE with the spin-off to Yes or BS called Did Donald Trump Tweet It or Did Kanye West Tweet It?
Great name.
Catchy name, huh?
Who tweeted it, Donald or Kanye?
I just said that.
Thanks.
Really simple. Mm-hmm. As you can tell, I have the same contestants. Anybody else, please, please get in touch with us as fast as possible. We've got Crisco.
Hey!
We've got Mickey.
Please help me.
You're a returning champion, you know.
Not on this show, on the other one.
Doesn't matter. She's the returning champion on my spinoff.
All right.
All right. And that's all I wanted to know.
I hate my life.
Oh, shut up. Ian.
Who greenlit a spinoff for you?
I'm going to red light a match to your A. Do not question the greatness of this show. I think you get the point. I'm going to read a tweet. You have to tell me if it was Donald Trump or Kanye West. Get off your phone, Crisco!
Sorry.
This is a television show!
Yep, my bad.
Where's your decorum? We flipped Donald's wig in the back.
I don't have decorations. I put them all away for Christmas.
We flipped Donald's wig in the back, and it came up... Harry. So Ian, you go first. Because you wish you could have facial hair because you're 12. All right. You guys ready?
No.
Shut up. Okay, the tweet was, hey, at Katy Perry, what were you thinking when you married that loser Russell Brand? Donald Trump or Kanye West?
Oh, man, this is harder than I thought. Kanye West.
Kanye.
It says loser, so it has to be the Donald.
Let's find out.
When Mexico sends its people,
yes!
They're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
That is an answer for Donald Trump. Way
I
to go.
I have not listened to any of that. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Way to go, Crisco.
Hey, guess what? He's number one in the polls, Mickey.
And I'm number one as the person who should be talking. Thank you. All right. By the way, this show is sponsored by Pull Boots. Pull Boots.
You should really get in touch with someone who does toilets.
You enter them and you vote. All right, Mickey, are you ready?
Nope.
Too bad. All right. Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it. Please don't feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault. Kanye or Trump?
Kanye?
That's, yeah.
It has to be Trump. Again, losers. He keeps calling people losers.
It's gotta be Kanye.
And let's find out.
I like that.
Oh, that is Donald Trump. That is really creepy, but that is Donald Trump. That is really weird. Point Crisco again.
2-0. Here we go. Ugh.
Must be Donald Trump's best friend.
No, I just know stupidity when I see it.
Just so you know, this game's a little different. The winner doesn't get a prize. The loser gets a punishment. The loser must vote for Donald Trump to be president. All right. Mickey's wanted to win this one, finally. All right. All right.
Quick, everybody wins somehow.
All right, Crisco, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is Trump or Kanye West. Who tweeted it? I am ultra light beaming right now. So many people have called or emailed me to help today. Hedge funds, fund guys, billionaire, etc.
That has to be Kanye because it's completely detached.
All right, Ian.
Third time's a charm, Kanye.
I'm going with that one, Kanye.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yes, it is Kanye West. Way to go. You all got... No, I don't even care. We don't need points. All right. Are you ready for the next
one? I was winning. I was excited.
No. You're losing in the talking battle. All right. Mickey, are you ready? The name is Kanye West versus Trump. Okay. Who tweeted this, Kanye or Trump? Stop your laugh mouth. Okay.
I'm not laughing, I'm crying.
Okay.
I can't believe my wife has come to this.
How do you think I feel?
Both of you! Decorum. Okay. Yes, I am personally rich. I can buy furs and houses for my family. Kanye or Trump?
Kanye.
I'm going to go Kanye on that one.
Kanye.
Kanye or Trump? I kind of lost my place right there.
Could be either of them.
Shh. I am a god. Yes. Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
That's right. That is Kanye West. He just doesn't shut up, does he? All right. There we go. I don't even know whose turn it is. Whose turn do you want it to be? I'm sure it's Ian's. Why not? Why the heck not? God, kill me now. All right. Tweeting.
Did you just ask Kanye West to kill you?
I did. That's paying attention. Point Crisco.
Yes.
All right. Ian, are you ready? Sorry, there is no star on the stage tonight. Kanye or Trump?
That's got to be Trump.
Mickey?
Trump.
I'm going to go Trump on that, too.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob.
One thing we agree on, Donald. Yeah, one thing we agree on.
That's right. I agree. You should shut up. Okay. The point goes to Ivana Trump. She gets a point. Congratulations. She's in a homeless shelter. I don't know what she's doing. Okay. All right. Crisco.
Yeah.
Crisco, let's play it.
Right.
Trump or Kanye West? My Twitter has become so powerful that I can actually make my enemies tell the truth. That was a real tweet by Kanye or Trump.
It's got to be Kanye.
No way, man. That's Trump.
Can I just blend them together? Kanyump.
Kyump.
Mickey, what do you say?
Kanye.
Kanyold Wump.
Kanyold Wump. Why? Here's who it is.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Ian gets a point!
The quotes from him are just so bad.
People are voting for him.
I can't believe Ian got a point on anything. All right, here's the next tweet. Ian, Mickey, you go first. Why not? I've never seen a thin piece a person drinking a Diet Coke. Trump. Trump or Kanye.
I've never Trump. Seen a thin person drinking a Diet Coke.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Trump.
All right.
Kanye.
Trump.
It is true, though.
You know, you're really beautiful.
That is Trump! Wow, he's really creepy. Hear these two things really quick right now.
I like that. You know, you're really beautiful.
Really creepy dude right there. Really creepy.
Was that from the same quote?
I didn't believe it was your time to talk. No questions. All right. Wow. All right, the next one. Tweeting! All right, Crisco, you go first. Why not? Also, for anyone who has money, they know the first rule is to use other people's money. Kanye or Trump?
That's Trump.
All right, Ian.
Kanye.
Trump.
Here we go.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh.
That is Kanye West.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right, so end of the game. Who won?
No, there's one more.
Oh, there's one more?
There's one more. We
how many of these are there?
There's one more. This is the ultimate tiebreaker.
Crisco's still winning, though.
No. Mickey, I have no interest in working with anyone who is too important or too traditional to take a call at 3 a.m. Kanye or Trump?
Trump.
Kanye.
God, Trump.
I'm a robot. You cannot offend a robot.
That is right.
Yes.
It is Kanye West.
All right. Yes. Okay.
And that is the end of Kanye versus Donald Trump and Sweet.
So who won?
The winner is Donald Trump's toupee. Yeah. And Mickey.
Oh, come on!
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Yeah! Lee did the ultimate American thing. He stole so much money! He stole so much money from a corporation. It's great!
Didn't he steal someone's wife, though, beforehand?
No, that was a setup.
He was freely given the wife by Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah. Stupidest name ever for a person.
Freely given a wife.
Yeah.
Here, take her. I don't want her anymore.
Take my wife, please.
No, what had happened was Bubba the Love Sponge had set Hogan up with his wife.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, he set him up with his wife so that they could canoodle.
And
then hit a camera in there so he could blackmail him.
He said canoodle.
I did say canoodle.
Canoodle.
Don't judge me. Anyhow, so he Hogan was with Bubba's wife. He filmed it, got the tape somehow in the hands of Gawker. Gawker, of course, released it. And now they were the victims of
the Hulkster.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah, I said, what you gonna do, brother, when Hulk Hogan's legal team runs wild on you?
You're gonna fork over $100 million. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because the trial happened over the last 2 weeks. The trial between Hulk Hogan and Gawker. He was suing them for releasing the sex tape. And also, it's heavily suspected that they leaked the racist audio to try and punish his character before the trial. You know what I mean? Like, to try and impugn him.
It's pretty obvious they did. It's from the same time frame.
Who else had it?
Yeah.
That's what you gotta ask. Who else had the audio? It had to come from Gawker.
Two people. Bubba and Gawker.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
And now, a lot of people are complaining because, like, Bubba the Love Sponge, what the heck is his actual name? Because I hate calling him that. Oh. It's the dumbest name ever.
Something Clem?
Yeah, something Clem. Right. Because he didn't even take the stand in the trial. I mean, and then, you know, I've seen a lot of people, too, questioning, like, you know, oh, what about Gawker's First Amendment rights as, like, a press organization? But the bottom line is this. You have to ask, at what point does the First Amendment circumvent personal privacy?
Well, yeah, invasion of privacy is also something that can't be done.
You know what, though? They were trying to argue that Hulk Hogan is a public figure, therefore all information gathered up on him is public, including something like this, which is really kind of disgusting and, you know, immoral and just terrible, all around terrible.
You can make that argument all you want, but people still have the right to privacy, even if they are
especially in their home. In their home.
Yeah.
If he's out and about and he's having sex with Bubba's wife in a restaurant, Gawker, the floor is yours.
Yeah. No, you're not kidding. But yeah, in privacy, yeah, recorded, according to Hogan, without his knowledge. You know, people have said that, oh, Bubba once claimed that Hogan was in on it, that he knew he was going to be recording it.
Well, of course, because Bubba was facing serious issues with that, too.
Here's the thing, though. You still can't, like, you still, even if he knew, he probably didn't give him permission to hear, go sell this to a news publication so that the world can see my schlong. Yeah. Like, that probably definitely didn't happen. You know what I mean?
The worst part about this lawsuit, and I don't know why it had to come out, but they said he didn't have a 10-inch member down there. I'm like, why did that have to be in the court?
Yeah, no, why did you need to bring that up? Was this important?
That's just insulting.
So we all know that Bubba the Love Sponge is a giant jerk, for lack of a better term, that I can't say on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in trouble with the FCC right now, too, isn't he?
Is he?
Oh, he's off the air now.
Well, because he was doing something where he was messing with ratings or something like that. Yeah. He did some pretty nasty stuff.
Yeah, he did some really industry-type stuff that was very bad.
Oh, surprise! A guy with questionable ethics does something unethical.
Typical shock jock.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't... Anyway... The bottom line is Gawker is terrible. They've always been terrible. And you know, we're talking about their First Amendment versus their First Amendment rights versus his right to privacy. I don't see a problem with it, with his trial or anything. Like he as far as I'm concerned, he had the right to sue, and I'm glad it was against Gawker, and I'm glad Gawker essentially has gotten taken down because they are so unreputable as a news organization. If anybody ever deserved it, it would be Gawker.
It started with the Big Boot getting $115 million.
Yeah.
It ended with the leg drop when they got additional money on top
of it. That's what I mean. The original thing, and they actually included, you mentioned the fact that he had to talk about his bits and pieces, you know, in the trial, a part of his whole emotional stress and everything. Yeah. They awarded him $115 million from Gawker, and also that's to be shared among the two owners of Gawker as well, directly out of their private bank accounts. $115. Then this past Monday, they tacked on an additional $25 million in punitive damages, bringing the grand total up to $140 million. Gawker dead. It's done. It's over. Yeah.
And then I love his ex-wife, Linda, what she said. She goes, "That's terrible. That's dirty money that he has." Well, of course you're going to say that because you don't get a chance to siphon this money from him.
Yeah, true.
So not only is Gawker going down, but Deadspin.com is a part of that Gawker organization.
Yeah, so they're probably going to go under too.
Yeah.
So's Ionine, so's Gizmodo, so is Jezebel. Yeah, they're all going down. There's no way you survive a $140 million lawsuit.
Do you think the WWE will take him back?
I think it's inevitable. I think it's a question of when, not if. I think it will happen. It's just how long it'll take.
So because I'm not a big wrestling expert, so why did WWE drop him?
Because of the racist remarks.
Okay.
The racist stuff came out, and he was, at that point, one of their ambassadors, one of their spokespeople. Yeah. You can't have somebody who's in the news for, you know, complaining about N-words, you know, going out and doing publications for you and doing press for you.
Yeah, it wasn't so much the sex thing, they kind of let go.
I was going to say, that's not illegal. That happens all the time.
But when it came out, hey, he's also a terrible person with terrible morals and terrible, you know, viewpoints.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that at that point, they were like, we're going to have to step away from you, Mr. Hogan.
Yeah, just a little.
Same thing happened to Mel Gibson. His career has never rebounded after his little racist issues.
Right, yes. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm glad he took Gawker. I'm glad somebody. It didn't need to be Hogan. I'm glad somebody took down Gawker because, like I said, if anybody has deserved it, it's them. However, they are appealing, which makes it the first time in history that you can say Gawker is appealing and it would actually make sense.
Well, no good feud is great without a rematch, brother. Do you think he ripped his shirt off after he won?
Oh, like, I hope so. In the courtroom, he just tears his shirt off.
He did that thing with his ear to the crowd and everything. Yeah.
All you can hear him behind is, "I am a real
Here, hit it. All right, brother. You want a rematch? You got it. Right in the courtroom. WrestleMania 33. Eat your vitamins, say your prayers, because Hulkamania is coming for you, brother. And hide your tape recorders."
I this is $140 million. That is a huge amount of money.
He ain't poor anymore.
No, he's not.
Well, with that $140 million, now he can actually have that 10-inch member we were discussing.
He doesn't have to waste his time selling beach records for his daughter. Oh, whatever the heck yeah. that even meant.
I don't know.
I'm still confused by that. I don't even know. Was that the Spider-Man theme
song?
Yeah,
it was kind of. I didn't know how to do a beach. Just imagine the Beach Boys. Shut up, Mickey.
The hand movement's going with
he's doing like the surfer dance.
No,
this
that was
great.
The Batman song.
Well, yeah,
that was
the
Adam West Batman.
But that's kind of surfer rock right there.
Sure.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, sure.
Hogan, I'm happy for you, pal. Don't spend it all in one place. Up next, more wrestling-related things. It's WWE, and it's next.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect. Welcome to my
house. I like this song.
It's an Ian's head, too. He was telling me before.
Get it on. Get it on.
Have to go out. Welcome to my house.
My house.
It is WrestleMania season. This is the theme song. That's the only reason we're forcing you to hear it more than you probably already are on your local top 40 station.
Flo Rida, just come up with a new catchy song. I can't even put words out right now.
Yeah, you're hearing it here because it's the theme song to WrestleMania, and it's WrestleMania season, and you know we're you know, riding toward the event. And now, actually, you two, Ian, or I'm sorry, not Ian.
Lazy E.
Lazy E. Lazy Ian.
No.
No.
Oh. I could combine the two of you like Voltron. Lazy E and Mickey were both at a live event locally over the weekend. I was not there. I had something come up, so I couldn't make it. Ian just said straight up no like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So how was it, the two of you? Did you have a nice time? There was a picture where we could barely see the two of you on our Facebook page.
Here's how that happened. Mickey takes the picture and we're like, we can't see each other. We're like, that's perfect. That would just, it embodies the show right there.
The event, you mean?
No. Our show.
Oh, okay.
As in a freak accident.
Gotcha.
At afreakaccident.com.
That's right.
But the show itself.
The event.
Yeah. The WWE event. The reason it was terrible.
I'll say it was terrible.
We got the bad half of the show.
Yeah. Binghamton, New York got half of the roster. They got Jericho, AJ Styles, Roman Reigns. They got all the big names.
Oh, we got the backwash.
We got the luchadors fighting in singles matches. We got the matadors, which what the heck happened to them? They're alive.
Wow. Yeah, I thought they were dead.
The best thing yet. And Mickey, I was talking to Murderer about this. Remember when Ryback comes out? And he's a bad guy now, right? He comes out, everybody starts cheering for him. Ryback gave up. He just went with the good guy. And he's facing Eric Rowan. Now I'm talking to her dude, Murderer. And Murderer goes, I think these fans forgot he's a bad guy. And then we saw Eric Rowan coming out to fight him, and I go, I think the WWE forgot he was a bad guy.
Well, at that point, if the roster's stripped thin as it is because of all the injuries, and then you're splitting an already thin roster in half for two live events on the same day, why? I don't know. But you're going to have to make changes. That's why the live events are kind of fun in a way, though, because everything kind of goes out the window, storylines and everything else. It's just, hey, whatever we want to do on that given day is what's going to happen.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah. We dealt with a lot of annoying kids.
Yep.
Yeah, why don't you... Do you want to expound on any of those?
I'll just say this. I do not like wrestling any more than I did before, other than the fact that I can sit in front of the TV with no screaming children.
Ah, well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
See, normally, during the SmackDown tapings, the kids tend to shut up and behave themselves. Historically, anyway.
I'm just going to say, and I think Mickey can concur with this. When you're at an event and you're sitting like third row,
sit down. Yeah,
no one could see, and then the kids in front of us have to stand the whole time. Their parents are having trouble all because of one parent saying, screw it, just stand up.
The parent that was sitting in front of us thought Lazy was a kid quite a few times.
Did did they announce if they're coming back for SmackDown or
no? Not yet.
See, because normally we get a SmackDown in the springtime ish. I wonder if that means we're going to end up getting Raw around the summer.
Oh my God, I would love that. It's
been a while. We haven't had a Raw around here in a couple years, so that'd be sweet.
That would be awesome. Be
totally sweet. But it is WrestleMania season, and it's quickly coming to an end.
I know. It just doesn't.
I know, it really doesn't. It doesn't feel like it's been WrestleMania really much at all this year. But it's, what, 2 weeks away now?
Yeah. Under 2 weeks.
So, I mean, we're just about at the end of the road. Mickey's excited because she won't have to talk about it again for a little while at least. But we had to, you know, now that it's this close and we can almost reach out and touch it, we had to bring in our pseudo fifth member of the show, in spirit anyway. Yeah. You know who he is.
Give me the news. I got a bad case.
I'm suffering succotash, son.
From WrestlingHeadlines.com and LordsOfPain.net, it is the Doc, Chad Matthews. Doc, welcome back to the show, my friend. It's good to have you here now that now that we're approaching WrestleMania season. Now, how is your WrestleMania road trip been so far?
Well, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride. The Shane McMahon curveball was not one I was expecting, and it took me a couple of weeks to get on board with that. But now that a few weeks have passed and we're on that road and are nearly to the end of it, leading toward AT&T Stadium, I'm feeling pretty good about it, and I'm ready to be there. I'm actually going this year.
You see, now I'm jealous. But going to the Shane McMahon and Undertaker thing, do you think they're showing a little bit of their cards here by saying... Vince saying things like, well, you're never going to bring in new talent and, you know, and saying all things are going to improve if Shane wins. Do you think this pretty much says, yeah, he's going to win this thing?
To an extent, I don't understand why you would put all that up on the line and then not have Shane give us a bit of a breath of fresh air with the authority role that's gotten horribly stale. I mean, it's been a couple of years since Triple H and Stephanie McMahon first came on the scene in their current roles. I mean, it's been since SummerSlam 2013, so it's time for something fresh. So, yeah, I think in this particular case, if they're showing their cards, then go ahead and follow through with it because, quite frankly, it's time for a change.
Do you feel like it's a possibility they brought Shane on because they've got so many guys out on the roster that are injured?
I think that, frankly, Mickey, is the absolute only reason why they brought on Shane. If Seth Rollins is healthy, if John Cena is healthy, I don't think there's any way that Shane McMahon comes back for this role. But injury bug hit them at the wrong time in a historic kind of way. So they had to, I guess Shane McMahon has a bigger name than anyone else they could find to put in that role, certainly bigger than anybody on the current roster at the moment. So, you know, it is what it is. That's about how I feel about it.
I mean, I think they did a good job. Surely nobody was expecting Shane O'Mac to return, but obviously, you know, they backed a dump truck full of money up to his house, and he was willing to do anything at that point, I guess. But either way, I like the situation because, Doc, you and I actually talked about this on social media back and forth briefly anyway. The fact that I like that it does create a certain semblance of unpredictability with regard to this match. I mean, it certainly seems like the cards are all in place for Shane to win and then possibly, you know, reinstate The Undertaker. I saw some people suggesting for one last match, maybe with Sting next year or something like that. But it certainly seems like we're trending to see him take over the authority picture. But it's tough to say for sure, and honestly, that's what I like most when it comes to my wrestling. I like not being able to know for sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, if you're a fan of unpredictability, then this is your match, because quite frankly, you know, as much as we talk about it seems as though the writing's on the wall, Shane is going to win, it's still The Undertaker, and The Undertaker's only lost one time in WrestleMania history, and, I mean, at the end of the day, can we really see, as much as it seems as though Shane McMahon is being set up to win, can we really see the 2-22-2 being Shane McMahon? Of all the people that Undertaker has faced and defeated and that have had the opportunity to beat the dead man on the grandest stage, can we really see Shane McMahon being one of the two people to have done it? So, I mean, there's that element to it. It is unpredictable to a degree just because of who The Undertaker is and his record there.
Well, I'll tell you what my theory is. I've got this running theory that the fact that they made it a Hell in a Cell match where there really are no rules, I think we're kind of setting up for interference of some kind, probably in Shane's favor.
So that way, at least, Undertaker, while he will lose, he'll lose in a way that, okay, it makes sense for the guy who's gone undefeated at WrestleMania all these years to lose if he's been ambushed by whoever or whatever.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here.
All right.
This is my theory. I totally agree with your theory, but I'm going to be specific about my prediction on who it is that helps Shane win that match. And it's going to be the guy who Undertaker was originally scheduled to face at WrestleMania this year before he was injured, and that's John Cena. John Cena is going to, on behalf of the WWE Universe, help Shane McMahon take control so that Vince, Stephanie, and Hunter no longer have control. And he's going to take one for the team, and he's going to bite that bullet. But in doing so, he's going to piss off the dead man. And even though, technically speaking, because of the stipulation in the match, that will be Undertaker's final WrestleMania match, quote-unquote, the storyline will be set in place for him to do whatever is necessary to get his revenge on John Cena. And next year, that will be Undertaker's real final match at WrestleMania and his final match, period.
That makes perfect sense, and I like that scenario, too.
Which means it's not going to happen because the WWE can never pull that off.
You hope, anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, you did mention the injuries before, and I kind of wanted to pick your brain on this, you know, because you're a guy that has studied this this sport, this entertainment, this sports entertainment, we'll call it, in depth. And, I mean, why do you think all of these guys are getting injured? Because, like, it seems like there's so many. Now, we're still adding to the list. We found out recently Bray Wyatt was working through an injury, and now Neville's out with an injury, which is the only reason Zack Ryder's on TV, let's be honest. But, I mean, why do you think all of these injuries seem to be happening all at once?
I think it's simply put, it's the style that they work nowadays. Right now, you could make the argument that the in-ring product WWE produces is of a higher quality than it's ever been, with consistency across the board, from the undercard to the main event. Everybody tries to make their mark. And in doing so, that includes a lot of spottier wrestling. You know, take a match like Ric Flair versus Macho Man from WrestleMania 8, where Ric Flair controls very simplistically, building up to Macho Man making a big-time comeback. Flair come off, cheats, and then it leads to a bigger comeback in the end, and Macho Man wins. That's the format of a match that was once one of the headlining matches at WrestleMania. 7 minutes of Flair in control, 5 minutes of Macho in control, 7 more minutes of Flair in control, 2 minutes, and a quick roll-up for the win. That's not the style anyone works anymore. Everything is, as Steve Austin calls it, 50-50 matches with nonstop, high-energy, high-octane offense. Seth Rollins, Neville, these are guys that take incredible risks. Seth Rollins lifting a 300-pound guy for a turnbuckle bomb. That's actually what led to his injury, is trying to pull off a power bomb on Kane. I mean, there's no reason why Seth Rollins needs to do that. I think everyone needs to work smarter, because right now they're working too fast and too strong, and the human body can only endure so much. And these guys already, I mean, the style may have changed, but their schedule hasn't. They still work 300 days a year.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. And at this point, I think, especially seeing all of these injuries, and especially leading up to WrestleMania, you know, the what's being touted as the biggest WrestleMania all time, I think there needs to be some serious considerations for the health of these guys. I mean, we've heard enough about concussions, but we got to start looking at other stuff too, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You look at someone like Edge. Edge had to retire at 38. After a neck surgery, which ultimately led to the speeding along of the degenerative process and ended up leaving him with spinal stenosis at 38 years old. So, I mean, these are things that are warning signs that are screaming at them in the face. You know, not only do they need to tone down the use of ladder matches and tables matches and things of that nature, but just the general style needs to continue to be a lot more simplistic. Triple H versus Dean Ambrose at Roadblock a few weeks ago, perfect, perfect example of how to work a main event and not have to do too much.
Well, that's why we follow the petition going to government, save the tables.
Yes, right. Now, what do you think of some of these other matches? I mean, we've got, especially championships, I guess we'll focus on. Ryback and Kalisto, and you've got Kevin Owens and a bunch of people now, which, yeah, in what looks like it's going to be a ladder match for the Intercontinental title. See, I think those two matches should have been reversed. I think the U.S. title is better suited for a ladder match, and especially when you've got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And, like, you know, you've got a built-in really, really tight and emotional feud there. You know, I think it should have been narrowed on the Intercontinental side, but we have what we have. So what do you think, looking at these two matches, do you think we're going to see come out of them?
Well, you know, I have a little bit of a differing and somewhat unpopular opinion about the ladder match, and that's that for Kevin Owens in a singles match in the undercard that, sure, has a lot of hype behind it historically, but not a lot on WWE television proper. That match with Sami Zayn would have been great for folks like us that follow all the time, but for the broader audience that tunes in during WrestleMania time, he's going to have the opportunity, speaking specifically of Kevin Owens, but really all of them together, they're going to have the opportunity to make their mark to a greater degree by being in WWE's signature gimmick match. So that's my stance on that. And I think if Kevin Owens comes out of that victorious, which I suggest he should and he will, then I think he comes out of it looking better, having had a standout performance in a ladder match, than he would have in, say, an 8-minute undercard match with Sami Zayn that a lot of people feel. I mean, Sami Zayn's only been on the main roster for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
so,
really, yeah.
You know, you and I might be more invested in that match, but take someone like Mickey. I think Mickey would enjoy watching a 7-man ladder match and get more out of that, someone who may not tune in otherwise, than she would have an 8-minute Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens match. So in terms of Kalisto and Ryback, I don't have a problem with it. I think Ryback he's been the kind of guy who's worked hard to get to a good, solid spot in his career, and he probably isn't going to get any higher on the card than he will this year in looking into the crystal ball. I don't see him ever really doing a lot more than he's already done or is doing, but what he does very well. And Kalisto has been one of the surprises of the year thus far. I don't think any of us would have sat here 3 months ago and said Kalisto is going to have a singles match for the U.S. title at WrestleMania. I think whoever would say that would probably be lying if they said they could have predicted it. So Kalisto getting, you know, they always have this fascination, does WWE, with the Latino market, and they've been looking for a Rey Mysterio replacement since Rey Mysterio left, and he's the guy, is Kalisto. They seem to have pegged as that's going to be the guy we're going to try in that role, and who knows? If he can handle it, he certainly seems like he's got an acknowledgement and an appreciation for the moment, so we'll see what happens. He's hit or miss to me, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ryback walked out as the U.S. champ.
Well, we've got another show before WrestleMania, Doc, that we're going to have you come back on. We'll do one last wrap-up of everything, because I don't even think the card is completely finalized yet, even 2 weeks out. So I think we'll have you come back next week. We'll do one final analysis leading up to, and then we'll have you back after WrestleMania. So we're going to hit this hard. Appreciate you taking the time tonight, but I did want to get one last question in for you before we let you go. A lot of has been said about this year's WrestleMania build, and even you in the past have commented on that the build last year was lacking, you know, and it seems like the WrestleMania builds have not been quite what they were. What would you say, 1 to 10, this year's build, how would you rate this year's build, scale of 1 to 10, and how would you improve it if you think it needs improvement?
Oh, man, scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably say, if WrestleMania 31 was a 3 and WrestleMania 30 was an 8, I'd go a 5 or a 6 for this year.
All
right. You know, I think it's fine. I think that the depth of the card, you've got a lot of feuds like something like the Dudley Boys and the Usos, where in years past that would have been added at the last minute with almost no hype. They've been hyping that for almost 2 months. So, I mean, that kind of thing is an improvement. They have given us the organic push of Dean Ambrose. You know, they followed through with that, so that's entertaining. If there was one thing I would improve, I think it would be that in the main event, I think there is a way that you can make Roman Reigns work. And it's just having him unleash fury on everybody all the time.
I agree.
You know, that's the way. I mean, here's the thing. He's not booked for you and I, going back to the example made earlier about the ladder match and how someone like Mickey might appreciate that more. Roman Reigns isn't booked for you and me. It's booked for people like Mickey. It's that they
so
don't watch wrestling
your
all
fault.
The time.
It's your fault.
You know,
it's for Mickey and me.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
You know, Roman Reigns is a good-looking guy, and he's a badass. So if you're just flipping channels and you see Roman Reigns, then you see him and you think, okay, well, that guy's got an on-screen presence. Now, to you and me, who watch wrestling all the time, you know, we see, okay, well, he's not really progressed much as a character because we're dissecting it every week. So he's clearly not for you and I. But if I think that it would work just as well, if not better, if they would just say, okay, granted, he's not for the part of the audience that includes the doc. But at the same time, if we take this guy for the next few weeks and just have him unleash hell on everybody he comes across, doesn't say a word, comes in, hits the spear, puts someone through a table, lights someone up with his right hand, and does the Superman punch, and that's it. And just for three straight weeks, all he did was acted like a badass. I think it would help. At this point, I think there's a lot of reasons why Roman Reigns is never going to get over with people like you and I. So I'm not sure it would have made that big of a difference, but that would have at least been something I would have tried if I were them.
I agree. I mean, I've been saying for a while now, I think he should have been booked like Goldberg. You know, Goldberg only ever said two words, who's next? And he was the most popular guy in wrestling
totally
at one
agree.
Point. And I mean, that's how they should
totally
have been booking
agree.
Him from the get-go. I mean, if they started booking him that way, I'd be totally down for it. But like you said, I mean, I guess we will see what happens. What did Mickey have to say? Because she was laughing. Mickey was laughing while you were talking. What did you have to throw in there?
I feel like the doc was pointing out the fact that Roman Reigns is aimed towards women or pretty boys who like a quick, fast punch, done, over with.
Oh, how dare you?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, he is, I think it would be safe to say that Roman Reigns' role is to attract new viewers that are either of the fairer sex or are younger and have the eye. And I don't mean this negatively. I mean, I wasn't drawn to Bret Hitman Hart. I was drawn to the Ultimate Warrior. So, you know, his role is to be that kind of superstar and to be the guy that goes on ESPN and does interviews with a sports background. He's not targeted toward the diehard wrestling fan. And I think the diehard wrestling fan needs to accept that and understand that. But at the same time, I think WWE needs to recognize that the diehard wrestling fan is a huge, huge part of their money-making audience right now. I mean, there are going to be 105,000 people in AT&T Stadium potentially. And I would venture to say that 95,000 of them are the diehard fans that watch all the time. So that needs to be taken into account at WWE's part.
Well, you can't really, you know, good or bad, you can't say that WrestleMania season isn't still a good time. You know, I always have fun this time of year. I always look forward to WrestleMania season. And Doc, we're really glad that you took the time to call in and do a little bit of analysis with us. Like we said, we'll have you back the next couple weeks to take a closer look at Mania as the event draws closer and then after it's over. Now, before we let you go today, real quick, just let everybody know where they can find you online and that sort of stuff, and then we'll get you out of here.
All right. Well, as they mentioned, I'm on lordsofpain.net/wrestlingheadlines.com. You can follow me on Twitter at the Doc LOP for any regular wrestling discussion. Also have a book that I wrote that is very well reviewed. It's currently on sale in its ebook version for $4.99. It's the WrestleMania Era, the Book of Sports Entertainment. You can Google that. Also have a spinoff of that that just came out. It's called The Greatest Champions of the WrestleMania Era, a spinoff book, a shorter book that sort of breaks down one particular aspect in greater detail from the larger book that I wrote a couple of years ago. So check those out, The Greatest Champions of the WrestleMania Era and The WrestleMania Era, the Book of Sports Entertainment.
Doc, you're an incredibly prolific man, and you're very professional, and we are so sorry that we waste your time so often. But thanks for calling in, and we'll be talking to you again soon, brother.
Always good to be on here. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thanks again, Doc, for calling in. We'll be checking back in with him. Mickey, tell the listener, do you want your crowd noise? Do you want
no,
the cheering? Okay,
no,
do
no.
it. Do it.
Tell no. the listener what they need to do, where they need to go, and use your pretty voice to persuade them.
My pretty voice to
it's
persuade
a pretty
them
voice.
To go to a freakaccident.com.
Yeah!
Woo! Find our podcast on the Connect tab. Or do I keep getting this wrong?
No,
I'm never going
to
get it right.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the website?
Nope. All right, freakaccident.com. You can click connect on the menu bar, and our social media links are there, so you can come hang out with us, learn more about us, let us learn more about you. You can also subscribe on iTunes.
I was just going to say, if you're as lazy as me, you could just subscribe on iTunes. It gets delivered right to you.
But we do want to learn more about you, so you can send us an email at freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yes, you can do that too. Good job, Mickey.
But let's go back to that iTunes thing. Not only should you subscribe, but you should also give us a nice review. If not, go to that email again.
Yes.
Let us know through email.
You can find everything you need to know about us at afreakaccident.com. Just go there. Thanks for taking the time to download and listen to this episode. We'll be back again next week with another brand new one, whether you like it or not.
Oh.
Please like it. For A Freak Accident, my name is Chris Go.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that most things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
I am a god.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.